Oh, damn mercy. Because he got, yeah, he got one in the, two in the front, because since it would have been. Oh, what in the name of Lord is that? But the piece of iron, you know, on each side, is,
did you ever hear those called dog irons? Or
that's exactly. That's what it was. Dog iron, that's right. You lay your wood cross, you know, on top of it. That's right.
What about the board up across the fireplace that you could set things on?
And they call a mantel. Up on the mantel shelf. Because we had one, I had one for a moon down there, be able to fix that myself. I noticed this here up here. I don't know who built this house. But I begin to think about it, because the windows, it wasn't, I don't know who built it. Because this house was built years and years ago. But now, the one who I'm renting from his, he know about it, because then my next door neighbor, Nancy even know, she said Jonas and them, somebody else told. Now Jonas even St. Joe, he know all about it, because this is his father's home. And I began to look at the window, and I said, I looked at the window on this side, and at the bed corner, you know, it's the same thing. Be up like these here in the front. Because me and Sister Nancy talking about, I see the long windows. But she said, back in then, old people, they didn't have much money, you know what I mean, and they tried to stretch it, you know, make it go for the good. Now, this is my mother's brother's home. Jonas, I mean, yeah, his name was Dave, his name was, but he got a son named after his granddad, which is Jonas, and that's who I'm renting from, Jonas. But he got another brothers. Let's see how many brothers it is. I think it's about five of them boys, four living, but it wasn't, but let's see, Lonnie, she passed him. Lonely Estelle, she live in Jacksonville now, I know her. And I think it wound up with three girls, I believe. You know, one of them was half. But the rest of them was whole brothers and sisters. Lonely Bell and Estelle was the only girl. He had a half sister. And another one. But Bill, now he live in Panama City. He got, he married one of these goat-tail girls. I lost her.
Say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
They what call it, you used to call it a kindling. But it's fat lighter.
Okay.
Fat lighter.
And the big piece of wood that you might set toward the back that would
that's right. Her? That's exactly. Called hardwood. Now we used to use, you take, we have got that in what they call wheel bars. I've seen the. The old people used to make them, make the frame, and they would have an iron wheel though, but you make the frame out of two sticks. That ain't a heavy one, and you could roll wood. Oh Lord, we used to roll wood about a mile. That's about at least my sister and brother did. I'd roll it a good little piece too, and they'd cut it up. You know what I mean? Something about that on. They used to. Had them cross because so I had two here and somebody stole them since I've been here. I mean, had around the house and I thought here was like down home. And we had a, I'll show you, I'm going to get the picture now, I'll show you how our house looked like when we moved out. And we just had a little smokehouse crib on the side, you know, going out that side porch, and I'll show you it, you'd see the whole thing. And I said, well, I'm going to move this there. You can't let stuff there. And then I had electric pump. Down there. Nothing but a household, you know, protecting the weather, cold weather. Had a light bulb under there. And of course, my cousin up there, I let them use it, but I'm not sold it. And I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know about the law, but she just used it until I get ready for it. And my own gas tank we bought in. So, well, we rolled wood because my mother,